7:46 at 8:40 KTIC, 49 degrees, sun coming up, beautiful morning here in 8:40 country. But let's turn our attention and talk a little markets this morning with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets here today. And Soy Roy taking just a little bit of vacation and some train rides in the Mountain Time Zone. Quickly tell us what you're up to, Roy.
Well, I'm on my way home now, but we left Sunday morning on the KRVN railroad tour to Colorado, and so we've ridden three steam trains and one regular train in 5 days, and had a visit to the Depot restaurant in Colorado Springs. It's a real interesting place, and now we're on the way home. So it's been a long week, but a really, really fun week.
Well, that's awesome. And now, if I can know the person that you are in these 3.5 years that we've been visiting, I know you just can't stay away from the markets completely, though, can you, Roy?
No, I try to find a computer wherever I'm at. I left my laptop at home because I didn't want to carry it on the bus. But normally, I can find a computer and check in with the grain markets. I keep up with it.
Well, what did you see this week? I see, we're looking at the overnight session. November soybeans broke $11.
Is that right? I didn't know the overnight session, but it's been kind of an interesting week because up until about last weekend, the corn had been leading the way and soybeans had been kind of tagging along. And now this week, the corn has been down just about every day, but the soybeans have been up. And so, we look around and say, well, what's going on here anyway? Well, there's this old saying that bull market has to be fed every day, and there just hasn't been a whole lot of new news in the corn market, but now the market is getting concerned about the possibility of dryness in Brazil, and so we've got the soybeans rallying while the corn's kind of going down.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time of year. We're going to have two hemispheres to watch now as we're taking off our harvest here in the States and looking at quality and yield. We have to worry about planting conditions in the Southern Hemisphere, don't we?
Well, it's been that way for the past few years, but normally what we're looking at is a soybean harvest in the Southern Hemisphere that's a lot bigger than what it was the previous year. Well, we may be seeing that trend coming to an end here if the Brazilians can't get their crops in the ground or if there's not enough moisture for germination. So it's going to be something to watch, that's for sure. And I guess at this point my feeling is it's probably more psychological than anything else, but it could turn into a real deal if they don't get some rain down there.
Let's go back to our marketing plan, if we can, for a moment. I know we touched on it last week. We have been for the last several weeks. Just kind of one of those odd years now that we're seeing so much strength as the combines are rolling, right?
Absolutely. We're getting very close to harvest here in Cass County, at least. I don't know if anybody has started with soybean harvest or not, but there's been some corn harvested. But normally we look for the markets to trend down as we get into the first week in October, and that could still happen. We've got a week to go because the 1st of October is a week from today, but we haven't seen much inclination for at least for the soybean market to go down. Now, like I say, we may need some new news on the corn market because it's sold off pretty good here, but no market goes straight up or straight down, and so you look for those week or days to maybe change your positions or whatever you're going to do.
Let's talk a little bit about that, and kind of wrap up here this morning. Just, from our marketing perspective, a unique situation, strength going into harvest, how can we handle that and take advantage of it?
Well, I think basically what you have to do is look at the price and look at your yield and see where this is going to put you in terms of cash flow, and when it gets to the point where it accomplishes your cash flow goal, sell something regardless of what the market analysts are saying, because $11 soybeans, $5 corn, pretty rarefied territory, and there is some downside risk whenever you have a situation like that. So don't go through this without selling anything at all.
What's your take on, you know, looking ahead to 2011? You know, some fertilizer prices have come out now, and obviously there's got to be some opportunities, you know, in the futures. Can you start correlating some inputs and marketing plans to try and lock in some stuff at this point for 2011?
Well, sure. You know, I have had a couple of calls from farmers that are saying that their suppliers saying forward contract them. Nitrogen fertilizer, forward contract your mixed fertilizer, but when you do that, lock in the price on the grain, because those two things have to work together, and you don't want to get all on one side of one or the other. So I haven't actually sat down and pushed the numbers, but most farmers are quite capable of doing that and figuring out when the inputs and the income balance and, you know, lock some prices in.
Informa Economics had numbers out yesterday. They looked at 2011, predicting that corn and wheat acreage will be up, and they're predicting a reduction in soybean acres for next year. Is it too early to start worrying about an acreage battle for next year?
No, I don't think so. You know, that's interesting that they would say something like that. And, you know, maybe that's what's playing into this little bit of rally we've got going in the soybean market now, because there for a while, the corn prices, relatively speaking, were quite a bit better than soybeans. And so when that happens, you get people looking at changing their rotation. I don't really think anybody ever changes it very much, but it's something for the market analysts to talk about. And so, you know, if you're 50-50 corn and soybeans, that's a good place to be, and you're probably not going to change very much.
For folks that would like more information from you, several ways they can get that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website, and I'll be home tonight.
You'll be home tonight, and safe travels, and glad you had fun out there. We'll visit next week.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on KTIC.